This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
We're going to be chatting some biking on today's podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. And a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. If you want to try and increase your performance on the bike, how about a new set of race wheels? Everybody needs new race wheels. And you're not going to break the bank when you buy yourself a set of Wheel Science race wheels. They have got pretty much all the quality you need. They're up there with the best race wheels in the world at a fraction of the cost. So go check them out. It's thekonaedge.com/wheels. And on top of that, for being a loyal Kona Edge listener, they'll throw in 10% discount if you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout. That's Kona Edge, all one word, for 10% off your Wheel Science order. The URL, again, is thekonaedge.com/wheels. We chat some biking today as we head back to New South Wales in Australia to catch up with Ben Bell. Ben, welcome back onto the podcast. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Brad. Nice to talk.
Ben, let's talk about your biking. Out of the three disciplines, where would you rate your bike? Is it strongest, weakest, in the middle?
It's definitely not the strongest. All three disciplines, it would probably be my weakest, but I've improved it over the years, and I'm still trying to work on it.
I mean, as a kid, I think Australia is very similar to South Africa. Most of us had bikes growing up and just riding around for fun. Were you pretty much the same, or has cycling sort of come later in your life?
No, it's come later in my life. Most riding I done was riding down to the beach with my surfboard under my arm.
I love that. Has it been a struggle? I mean, for people growing up swimming, biking, it's almost the same as swimming. If you've done it from early on, you're comfortable on the bike, the handling's there, your balance is fine. Has it been a struggle for you?
Yeah, to a degree. Just the sheer volume of the work you had to do, or that you have to do, and the time spent on it. It hasn't been a struggle. There's definitely you've got to put the time into it to improve.
And it's out of the three disciplines, it's the one you need to put the most time in. And I mean, to get a really good workout in, it's a few hours. Has that been something that you've battled with? I mean, obviously with the shift work, you in a sense, lucky sometimes you can do it when the kids are not at school. But for a lot of people, particularly training for an Ironman, it's getting those long rides in that are the hardest. Is it the same for you?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, with two young kids, you know, getting out of the house for 4 or 5 hours for a long ride, it's hard at times, and I start most of my rides really early in the morning. Sometimes it's hard to drag yourself out of bed, but if you want to improve, that's what you got to do.
Do you do much work on an indoor trainer, or is it pretty much all done outdoors?
Yeah, I've actually, the last season, I've started doing a lot more indoors. I've got myself a kicker and that, and I've actually really enjoyed it. So it's something I'll definitely incorporate more into my training, especially the roads are getting busier and busier, so it's something I will expand on.
It's also bang for buckets. I mean, doing work on an indoor trainer's, I mean, you can really, there's no hiding on an indoor trainer. It's like you've got to do the work, and you could probably get 2 hours worth of cycling in 1 hour if you do it properly on an indoor.
Yeah, definitely. Every time I get off that trainer, I'm smashed. So it's definitely, as you say, it's good bang for your buck.
Do you wish you got a kicker earlier on in your triathlon career?
It's a tool I really enjoy using now, but no, not necessarily. I'm glad I've certainly got one now, but I had an old school trainer back when I first started, and that done the job, and I didn't know any better. But I do enjoy it now.
Favorite bike workouts? What do you absolutely love doing on the bike?
It's a nice loop I've got from home. About 110k loop, goes past all the beaches and through some rolling hills, but specifically I'll do a half hour warm up, just spinning, you know, spinning the legs, loosening up. Then I'll be probably 4 minutes at 70.3 intensity with 10 minute recovery in between. Finishes up over a few hills on the way home, so I'm just doing some big gear work over the hills to home. So that's, you know, three and a half hours of pretty good work out there.
And not bad to look at either, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You live in a lovely part of the world, and I guess that's one of the benefits is getting to ride in places like that. Ben, tell me, what do you like? I mean, over your triathlon career, is there anything you've done that you think has really moved the needle and improved your Ironman bike or your bike performance over time?
Prior to 2015, we focused a lot on just getting strong on the bike. You know, a lot of that big gear work. A lot of strength efforts. That's probably the greatest improvement I've seen in the bike in the last few years. Yeah, it's really concentrating on my strength.
And sort of gear-wise, do you train to power? Has that played a big role or not at all?
I do train to power. I'm not hard and fast on it, but yeah, I've had a power meter probably the last 3 years, and I found it a really useful tool. And something I'm starting to use more, I find, is, I don't know, just the time on the kicker and getting used to the power numbers and all that. Yeah, I really enjoy my power meter, and I'd definitely recommend one.
And gear-wise, are you a big gearhead?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a grinder.
Tell me a little about your setup. Bike-wise, sort of equipment-wise, what are you using?
I'm on a Giant Trinity with the SRAM Red ETAP. The Clark power meter. I've been riding Giant for the last 5 years, and I've been pretty fortunate there. I really like the bike, and I'm really comfortable on it. I love riding the TT bike, so I couldn't recommend it enough.
I was chatting to a training partner this weekend. Is it always time for a new bike? We were having an argument. I said to him, it's always time for a new bike, and he says it's not. Do you think there's always room for new bikes?
To a degree, I'm really comfortable on this one at the moment, so I'm sort of reluctant to change too much, but everyone likes a new bike.
And you can't have too many of them. That's one thing I'm also like. My wife disagrees, but I think you can never have enough bikes. That's what it boils down to. Ben, it's been amazing catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for your time on the Code Edge today.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you very much to Ben for sharing his Ironman bike tips with us. If you want to check out those kickers, by the way, head over to theconeedge.com/wahoo to find out more about them. They are fantastic. I've got one on my list of things to buy. I think my next big sort of gear investment is going to be a Wahoo kicker. Go check out their range, okay? It's theconeedge.com/wahoo is where you can get all those details. And before I head out, a big thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It was brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels at half the price of the big-name brands, Wheel Science has got you covered. The URL to get to for that is theconaedge.com/wheels. And if you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, they'll give you 10% discounts. So KONAEDGE at checkout, and the URL is theconeedge.com/wheels. That's where you can get all the details. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.